Blog Talk Radio.
Like a normal person again. Forgive me if it cracks and it goes, but you know what? It's here. Amen. And before we begin, we have to acknowledge that literally 12 years ago, and it seems like a long time ago, but just yesterday, that we experienced September 11, 2001, and the planes that went into the Twin Towers in New York City, and it just it left us speechless. There's no other word to say. It was the commencement of terrorism in North America. And this was something we weren't accustomed to and certainly had never lived with. And I think it's changed our lives forever. And as you know, our lives are never the same again, because to fly on a plane, there's so much security we go through. To travel on a train, so much security. Everywhere we go is just, it's security. And I'm telling you now, I may not speak for all of you, but I thank God that despite all the security that we undergo for our own protection and safety, I'm truly grateful that I still reside in a country where we still have some freedoms. Because, you know, I don't have any concerns, or, well, there probably should be, but I would become a little paranoid if I started to want to go out on the streets and every time I went out for a lunch or a dinner or something and sat in a restaurant, had a fear that something might happen. There are countries that we know of that aren't even considered third world, just regular countries who live like this every day. I don't know how they do it. Nothing but faith, you know, to just keep going on and carrying on with their lives. And it's just unbelievable, because when you think about it, we just kind of go to the store, we kind of get on with our lives, and we don't really have to give it another thought. And they live their lives around bombings and possible terroristic acts every single minute of the day. You know, they go to work, and going to work is a task, because that in itself could mean they may not get to work, or they may not get home from work, or even they may get hurt at work. You know, it's a dangerous thing. We have police officers here who serve and protect here in North America and in certain parts of the world, and yes, they're concerned for their safety because they're police officers, and we're concerned for them as well. But there are some countries where being a police officer makes you an automatic target, and you know, that's sad. It's very, very sad that we would have to endure this in the world we live in. We'll give God some glory, some honor and praise. So we have a lot to be prayerful for and a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Praise God. So let us do what we always do, but not in a way that is like always. Because you know what? There are churches out there who have church as per usual. I always say that. And I don't think anything should be as per usual. When people start to get too used to how things flow in a routine, it becomes mundane. And we always have to remember, we don't want things to be simplified and mundane, because we don't want it to become boring. And I take the gospel very serious, and I certainly don't find it boring, and I don't want to make it boring for anybody else. And I think this is part of why I do the show, to let everyone know that we as Christians, we have a great time. Amen. And share that blessing and let people know that we don't do things as per usual. But join me now as we look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, I praise you, I honor you and glorify you. We thank you for rising us up this morning, because we know that as the sun may rise, not all will see the sun rise. And we know some did not see the sunset. Father, for those who have moved on and were not able to see the rising of the sun and the going down of the same, that they know that you are worthy to be praised nonetheless, and that they are resting in your arms and in your care. And we ask right now for their family and friends and those close to them and their neighbors, that although their loved one may not have been able to experience another day, that they have another day in glory with you, and that we can give them peace and comfort and know that you have them in your care. Father, I know friends who are grieving and mourning, and so I reach out for all of those who are mourning and grieving, and you said you would be a comforter. And so therefore we ask that you would reach out and stretch out, and you would touch them with your hand of comfort, that you would allow the Christian spirit in those around them to ignite and spark and shine so they may feel Jesus' presence. And Father, for this day we give you praise and thanksgiving for all the things that we have, and allow us to not be so high and lifted up to the point that we don't accept the fact that we have so many things and there are many who have so little. Father, give us a heart to be charitable, to be kind, to be giving, to be loving, and to be sharing with those who are in need, Father. And Father God, we just thank you for healing. We ask that now that you would reach out a healing hand and touch those who need to hear from you, to feel you, and to be able to proclaim you. I say, go forth, Holy Spirit, and show yourself out in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We remember those who have lost loved ones and friends and co-workers in the World Trade Center and the planes that crashed and in the Pentagon. And Father God, we just speak to you about peace. You came into this world and said you would give us your peace. And so we declare peace on this world right now, and that we would learn to not hate and not be warring, but to love on each other and to be kind and caring. And Father, we just thank you for what we have and where we are and the safety, and that you would continue to protect us and keep your hands upon us. And Father, in closing, we give you this show. We ask that you would take over right now and show yourself real. Hide me. And go forth and let them feel you, see you, know you, and experience you in a way they'll never remember or forget, because it will be who they are from day to day. And Father, those who are a participant of the show, we ask that you would bless them and all that they do in your honor. And Father, those that we speak about this evening, because we have a great show ahead. And so, Father, we thank you for gifts and for talents that you've distributed amongst the people that we're going to be speaking of and speaking with this evening. And we ask that you would continue to allow them to prosper and you be glorified therein. We thank you again and ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus. And all those who agree, together we said, amen. Praise God. I needed that prayer. I've had a rough day. Praise the Lord. But you know what? What is it I said on the weekend? I had pain until I remembered those who didn't feel anything. So you know what? It's always going to be worst out there. And so we have to learn that we don't have it as bad as it could be. I mean, we're not living in countries where we're getting gassed or anything to that nature, praise God. And so we have to learn to be more appreciative. Maybe that's the word I need. We have to be more thankful and grateful in the fact that we need to accept that we are blessed. And remember, I've always said, if you can't see or feel or understand your blessing, then you need to dig deep. And sometimes you got to dig real deep. But the blessing is there nonetheless. Praise God. Okay, now let me see. We've got a bunch of things taking place tonight, and I'm so excited. This is our back to school, back to the movies. And we have been covering the TIFF, which is also the acronym for the Toronto International Film Festival. We have been covering the wonderful Caribbean Tales Film Festival. I had the opportunity of being there the other night. It's still going on. One of the interviews we have tonight is premiering a movie tonight. So if you're trying to get to the movie, I encourage you to go down to the harbor front because you can still listen to us on your cell phone, through Facebook, and yes, you can even connect now because Blog Talk is everywhere. So you can actually connect with us on iTunes as well. Amen. But you want to go and check it out tonight. I will be back at Harborfront on Friday, and we are definitely covering some other movies, and I'm excited. But before we begin, let's do our roundup. For those who have birthdays and are celebrating anniversaries, promotions, all sorts of things, whatever you're celebrating, we are just happy that we have the opportunity to celebrate with you. And thank you for that opportunity. Amen. So we would say right now that if it's your birthday and you had a birthday between last week and this week, and I have to say a shout out because I know Mr. Trenton, he had a birthday and he's a teenager now. Praise God. I'm so proud. And also, my goddaughter, Destiny, she's had a birthday as well, and she's exactly 1 year old. That was on Monday, and Mr. Trenton's birthday was on Friday. So I pray that they had wonderful birthdays and that they shine in their year to come. Amen. And for you who had birthdays, my friend Tamala, she has a birthday today. Another friend of mine, Carlene, has a birthday today. And, you know, it's wonderful. I know there's some more birthdays coming up. I've got some relatives and some very dear friends who have birthdays this month. But we'll get to them when we get to them. But I had promised last week that I had a special happy birthday, and this is mostly for Miss Destiny because she's 1 year old, but I think my little man Trenton will enjoy this too. So this, happy birthday to you. Congratulations to all those celebrating anniversaries. I know another friend of mine, her parents just celebrated their 50th anniversary as well. So you know what? I have to give props to those people who have been married for a long time. And more importantly, not just married, but happy. Amen. I spoke to somebody else today, and she said, oh, well, you know, we've been married for a while, but it's just we live like roommates, and we do it for the kids. Well, you know what? I believe that marriage should be happy. It should be fun. And I may be misled, but hey, I think that's how it should be, because if you're going to spend that much time with somebody, you shouldn't be living like roommates. You should be happy and want to spend some time with them. So for those who have managed to last as long as 50 years, I'll tell you a secret. I caught my cousin, my aunt and uncle, as I call them. They just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and they're just so cute. They were holding hands the other day. I had to giggle. It was the sweetest thing. And they didn't even think anybody saw them. So you know what? That is nothing but the Lord. Amen. Congratulations to you. But back to our big happy birthday moment. This is for you, Miss Destiny. Happy, happy, happy birthday. And my Mr. Trenton and everybody who celebrated a birthday this week as well as today.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen. That was just so silly. But let's try and see if we can get a real happy birthday going. Amen. For those celebrating, praise God. I thought that was too cute, the chipmunks. But here we go. Happy birthday and congratulations to everyone who is celebrating. Praise God. Now, speaking of celebrating, there are so many community international events taking place. I'm so excited. But as you know, our big theme is back to the movies. And so we have been covering the Caribbean Tales Film Festival, the Toronto International Film Festival. We are going to be covering the Gospel Film Festival, and there's one that's also combined with the Gospel Film Festival, and it's the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Festival. So we actually have a young man that's going to be joining us this evening. I'm excited to speak with him and share him with you all, because he is the founder of the Gospel Film Fest that's going to be taking place next weekend. He'll have some information, and we'll get to figure out exactly who he is, why he does what he does, and the passion that he has for film. Amen? So this is wonderful. But before we proceed, I want to quickly play a song in memory of all the people who have been through and suffered 12 years ago for September 11th as we remember them. And so we're going to play my jazz friend, Mr. Marvin Thompson from Detroit, Michigan, and his version of Amazing Grace. Amen. So many lives were lost and so many people suffered and people are still mourning and still grieving, and we just pray that the healing would begin 12 years ago. You know, I think I can remember my parents sharing with me stories about things in history, as I saw them anyways, that people would remember where they were when they found out John F. Kennedy had been shot. People remembering where they were or what they were doing when Martin Luther King had been killed. And we used to listen to the stories and just kind of be in awe, like, wow. And you kind of thought, well, how do they remember what they were doing? Because when you were younger, you didn't understand the importance or the depth of the fact that these important things in life stay with you for a long time. Until we all grew up. And then we experienced September 11, 2001. And now we can understand, because I think most of us remember where we were. Most of us remember what we were doing, and we certainly remember how we felt. I recall I had just moved, literally, to a new city. I was new. I was a youth minister at the time at a new church. I'd been transferred to from the Toronto church and had just started my new job days before this. And hearing about it and didn't even believe it, because I was working and one of my lawyers was here in Toronto and told me he couldn't get back on a flight. And I thought he was playing because he had this kind of odd sense of humor. And I thought, oh, he's just teasing me. And then he told me, no, you need to go online and see what's going on. And then I realized he wasn't joking. And I remember just feeling numb and in disbelief. And as I watched live, and then I watched the second one hit, and that's when it really hit home, because I was watching as it actually happened. And I cried. You know what? People who know me know that I cry for the world. My Trenton would tell you, I cry for the world. I feel the pain of the world. I feel the sadness and sorrow for the world. And I cried. I just, it was disbelief. It was shock. It was just, words couldn't begin to explain. And, you know, some people, they have their own stories to tell. And we want to hear from you. So you can email us, okay, at pastorjrouse@gmail.com, or you can connect with us on Twitter, and that is Pastor Rouse Show. Okay, there's no J, and the email again is pastorjrouse@gmail.com. Where were you September 11, 2001? What were you doing? What do you remember? What was your experience? And how did you feel? I did want to share. We got one earlier, and I really wanted to share this because she remembers. I think everybody's remembering. It's every year. Even though it was 12 years ago, it's still very raw with most of us. And she remembers. And I don't want to read too much of what she went through. Very nice. She has a beautiful memorial on her page here on Facebook as well. But I'll read what she's put. She said, I will never forget this day, September 11th, the day the plane hit the towers. I was at work with my Cablevision family in Long Island, and all the TVs were on. We saw the first plane, then the second. Fearing our family and friends, working in the city, we all panicked. I still pray for those who lost loved ones, and also proud of the way we all united and became one. Amen. Praise God. And then in her memorial, she says, in honor of the anniversary, we want to salute and say thank you to all of our local heroes, those that left us, and those that work every day to protect us and save the lives of New Yorkers. Wow, that's really deep. You know what? We salute them as well. And I remember I had a friend who was a police officer in New York City, and I didn't hear from him for days. I remember hunting him down, trying to see if he was okay. I was like stunned and concerned and was praying. And also, too, I was a newlywed. And when I started to hear stories about that one of the people had been taking flying lessons in Florida and parts of Miami, and I started to get concerned because my husband at the time, he was still living there because he was moving here. And I panicked, and I started to get concerned for him, and I started to get concerned for my in-laws because I wanted to make sure they were okay, because you just never know if these people were in that region. You don't know who's still there, if the police want to go after them, what's going to happen. There were so many uncertainties, amen? But I remember calling the senior pastor of the church later that day, and we were supposed to have service. I believe we were having prayer service, which was ironic, and I think most people weren't coming, but she and I said, we're still going to the church, and we're still going to pray, and that we did, amen. And I still pray. I still pray to this very day. So, let's get moving on, because we want to speak positive things. Amen. So now one of the key things that we're going to be dealing with is some movie reviews. Ironically enough, one of the movies that I saw and reviewed actually ties in both our themes for this evening. So that's exciting. So I'm really excited about that. So we will move along. I'm going to do community happenings. And then we're going to connect, and I'm praying that this will work. Then we're going to connect with a young man that will share some information, because I definitely am really proud to say that there's a gospel film festival. I think that's really wonderful. It gives everyone a chance to see movies that are Christian-based, and definitely for our Christian artists and producers and directors and writers, an opportunity to get their movies out there for the rest of the world to see. Amen. Sharing the gospel in a different way. So, community happenings. All right. And we won't deal with the film festival stuff because we know that's happening, and we'll deal with that in a moment. So, just a reminder, September 14th and 15th, I think this is our last week to announce this, is a gigantic gospel concert for where Jay Spivey Productions, forgive me, that's right, in Dallas, Texas at the Friendship West Baptist Church. And it's going to be hosted again by Pastor Kim Burrell, consisting of Leandria Johnson, Kathy Taylor in Favor, Shirley Caesar, and Tamla Mann, and Crystal Cameron. Now, these same people, the next day on September the 15th, they are going to be in Huntsville, Texas. Same thing, gigantic gospel concert, and it will include on the 15th in Huntsville, David Mann, that's Tamla Mann and her husband, and that's at the Bernard G. Coliseum in Huntsville. But I have the information on our Rouse Ministries and Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. So please check it out, and you can get some more information. Once again, that's Jay Spivey Productions. Amen. Praise God. Now, September the 20th, we're getting closer. OMG, private pain in public schools. Check it out. You can look for the information, www.omgunplugged.com, written and directed by Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer. And this will be taking place September 20th and the 21st at the Don Bosco High School. Okay? Also, don't forget in February, we're moving ahead. Or just a reminder that my friends at Soweto Gospel Choir will be back in Toronto at the Sony Center. You want to check out their early bird tickets at the Sony Center. And your code, if you need one, is E-A-R-L-Y-B, early B. Amen? All right. We've got lots more. Let me just trigger in here and see who the rest of them. There's so many different events. I know everyone's had a wonderful summer. And although summer officially is still here, we still know that the season is winding down. And so a lot of the outdoor events are no longer outdoor, but they're planning a lot of indoor events now. Okay, what else do we have here? We're moving way ahead. In December, December the 15th, okay, we've got the third annual When Praises Go Up Gospel Showcase at the Newark Symphony Hall. That's Sunday, December the 15th, 2013. The flyer and information is on our Facebook page for Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. It says, come early to shop and dine at the Faith-Based Vendor Marketplace. That sounds kind of cool. Terrace Ballroom from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, these tickets are only $20. And it says, join us for an afternoon of praise while supporting some of the area's best ministries and gospel artists. And it says, honoring gospel recording artist Donald Malloy, featuring performance by Donald Malloy and When Praises Go Up Mass Choir. Okay, sounds good. And this is happening in Newark, New Jersey. Okay, and that, I believe, is 1030, forgive me if I'm wrong, 1030 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. Check out the information. You can go to a website, www.newarksymphonyhall.org. Okay? All right. That sounds pretty good, actually. All right. But let's deal with some stuff that's a little closer because there's a lot happening. Moving right along. Okay. Want to give a shout out while I'm here to my friends who just performed at the Columbus Gospel Fest. Men of God's Heart. Awesome, awesome, awesome singers. Want to give a shout out to them. Praise God. Amen. All right. Moving right along. Okay. Let's see what else. See, everything's film festival. Oh, I'm so excited. Lots of movies to watch. Okay. Moving right along. Oh, here we go. We have a couple events. If you take a look, we also have some in Italian as well as Portuguese happening around the world. Please check it out. I know this event already happened, and sorry, there's so many things to look through here. Yeah, oh, don't forget, the J. Spivey Productions, there is a website where you can buy your tickets for the Sunday, the 15th of September concert. So check it out. It is on our page. And you might want to just take a look at it. And I think it's www.ticketweb.com. Okay. We are trying to get some more information from the, there was a school that they had the children. So there was a youth program that the children took over City Hall. So we're waiting to hear back from them. Praise God. Okay, January 17th and 18th, 2014. Welcome middle high school students, that's grades 5 to 12, to I have a dream math choir. They have choir orientation. That took place Sunday, September the 8th, because I know they're trying to get some people to join the choir. I'm sure if you still contact them, it won't be too late, because obviously it says for the dates of January. So they may still be looking. So you may want to try and get in touch with them and see if they are still looking for people. Touch base at the Mount Zion Progressive Missionary Baptist Church in St. Petersburg, Florida. Amen. If you can sing, you want to be a part of a mass choir, then you can check them out. Okay, let's get some comedy going. September 21st, the gigantic gospel concert, comedy concert, September 21st, and that is taking place, I believe, I want to say Florida, but I could be wrong. Nope. Oh, yes, here we are. At the Richmond Auditorium, 403 Civic Center Plaza in Richmond, California. If you need more information, here's the number, 510-812-9262. It's $35 in advance, $60 for couples in advance, and $45 at the door. And it says get tickets now before they sold out. And some of the places you can get your tickets are at the Western Christian store in Oakland, Reed's Records in Berkeley, and New Revelations in Hayward. Or you can check out the website, www.BayAreaGiganticEventbrite.com. Okay? It says, let's make history together, the biggest show ever. And there is like an armful of comedians on this thing, including Tommy Ford and some other big names. So you definitely want to check it out. Once again, the flyer is on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Okay, moving right along, we still have so many things happening. September 18th, one of our featured saxophonists, Mr. John Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sax. Once again, a reminder, September the 18th, he will be at the Edge Restaurant and Lounge, and that's in Temecula, Temecula, California, USA. Okay, all right, moving right along, September the 13th, that's this Friday, at the New Life Apostolic House International, London Way, Malibu Village, Blue Downs. We have the Youth Explosion 2013 Prayer and Worship, the favored generation. Amen. You want to check it out. Information, once again, is on the page. Or you can email joseph.jansen, J-A-N-S-E-N, at newlifeapostolic.co.za, or Z-A. Forgive me, I'm Canadian. So that's in South Africa, okay? Moving right along, this one looks good too. Sunday, September 22nd, 2013, the 60th anniversary concert of New Testament Church of God Handsworth, featuring Jermaine Edwards from Jamaica and King Arthur, also from Jamaica, and other guest artists. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the concert starts at 7 until 9:30 p.m. And this is with the New Testament Church of God at 240 to 244, looks like Lazelle's Road, Lazelle's in Birmingham. Check out www.georgest.com. Tickets are £5, and that's, once again, in Birmingham. So that's in Birmingham, not Alabama, but Birmingham in England, okay? Amen. Praise God. And we have some more. I believe this is another British event. Yes? No. I think this one has already happened. Praise God. Lots taking place. Don't forget, you can also connect with us and send us some of your various events. We really want to promote unique Christian events. Everybody knows about church and everybody knows about conference. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get some music playing. And then we are going to be able to bring on my new friend, because I told him I'm going to be stalking him from here on in, he and his wonderful wife, LaTanya, because I want to get to the nitty-gritty of what they do. And then later, I'm putting this question out there. What do these three things have in common? Are you ready for your question? Because we'll be able to answer them later on in the show, and you'll get to hear through some of our interviews. Are you ready? Lyme, cricket, and the final one is Chrissy. All right, those are your clues. Lyme, cricket, Chrissy. All right, stay tuned. Let's put some music on and have some fun. I think we are going to hear from, let's see, you know what, I'm sorry, I am missing my Caribbean stuff, so I'm going to put on a little soca, okay, praise God.
Thank you.
man. Okay. I tried to get in touch with my friend, and I couldn't reach him. And I think we're going to try again in about 2 minutes because we want to make sure we get him on air. But in the meantime, I need you to know what's taking place. So we have some movie reviews we're going to be doing this evening, plus some updates, and we also want you to know what's happening. Okay, so if you have not had a chance and you did not get to go to TIFF, as they call it, then you didn't get the opportunity to see some of the wonderful movies. And we were able to actually do one of my friends and colleagues, and she helps out with the show, and you've already heard her voice before, and she's a buddy of mine, praise God, a wonderful friend, and her name is Jerusha Richards, and she was able to actually go to some of the TIFF movies and gave me her thoughts and opinions on them. So what we will do is I am going to connect again with my friend, and hopefully we'll be able to go ahead and get in touch with him. Okay, that would explain it. I dialed the wrong number. Praise God. Okay, so we're going to put on one more song. We're going to bring him on, and then we're going to do the reviews and tell you some other things that are happening. Amen? Praise God. I want to hear some good music. See you. I'm trying to think, what have we not heard for a while? You know what? I'm going to put on, we have not heard this for a while. I'm going to put on my buddy Pastor Richard Brown, Grateful People. I think this is the time that we need to hear that. Here we go. Praise God. Enjoy.
Everybody, I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship Him. We come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me where I need to know where I belong. Come on, Toronto. Tell me where. Yeah. To the Lord, I need to know.
grateful. I'm so grateful. And we all need to be a little bit more grateful. Amen. I can remember being little and being told, oh, you're so ungrateful. Well, I'm not ungrateful anymore because I know that God is good and all the time. And I'm thankful for whatever little things he does for me. And as I said at the beginning of the show, things could be a lot worse than they actually are. And we need to continue to dig deep. Praise God. Well, people, I was able, you know what? Pastor J. Rose has her hands full, and I dialed the wrong number, and I think I left a message for somebody, so they're going to be contacting me to be on the show. But I am really, 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 really pleased and honored and proud. And he's going to laugh because, unfortunately, I told him and his wife I'm going to be stalking them. So. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the opportunity to be able to speak and hear from this wonderful young man. His name is Andrew Mahorn, and I want everyone to welcome him on our show. Give him a round of applause. Amen. Brother Andrew?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having
me. Oh, I thought I lost you. I thought, what? I worked so hard to get you, and now I lost you. I was lost, and then I was found, but you're not lost. Amen?
Well, I'm here to stay.
Amen. Praise God. I think LaToya wants to hear those words. Amen. Praise God. Can you please tell the missus I send my love?
I definitely will.
Yes. So now I discovered some information and was so excited and was so thrilled that I could even contact you and spoke with you. Tell everybody who you are and what it is you're doing.
Well, my name is Andrew Mahorn. I am the founder and director of Gospel Fest on Film, Christian Film Festival. We celebrated our first festival last year, March 2012, and this year we have partnered with the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Festival, which is another Christian festival group in Toronto, for their second annual festival. It's going to be a three-day event, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd downtown Toronto. So we're very happy about it, just to celebrate, the things that God is doing in the Christian film ministry.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I can't say this because I love films too, and I never thought I'd be in media one day either. But what put you in a position that you wanted to start doing something like this?
Well, I was one of the founding members of the Canadian Black Film Festival in my final years of my film degree at York.
Uh-huh.
And during putting that festival together, I came across a few high-quality Christian movies, and I was completely surprised. I didn't know they existed, not of that quality anyways. And so I kind of thought to myself, well, there's nothing like this for the church. Basically one movie that I wanted to screen for the church. So I talked to my group, my team members, and we agreed that we'd put on not just one screening, but a mini festival. So we did some more research, and we didn't just find more movies. We found a full industry, mainly in the U.S. So we selected a few other and put on a three-day festival last year, which was Toronto's first Christian film festival.
Right. And it's funny because you said in the U.S., and it's very true, because I know when I started ordering things like Tyler Perry, long before Toronto and Canadians even knew who Tyler Perry was, it was usually through Amazon, and then when you had to go to Amazon.com because the Canadian website didn't have these things, and there are plays, there are movies, there's all sorts of stuff on there.
Yeah, Amazon.com is huge too, but I find that they don't really they don't carry a lot. They don't have a large Christian section when it comes to films, anyways. So if you actually go on the Gospel Fest on Film website or filmsforchrist.ca and click on resources and distributors, you'll find a list of about seven film distributors. One of them is actually Canadian that specialize in strictly Christian media. And there are literally hundreds of Christian movies on there. And part of the reason why I started this is because I was very surprised and at the same time disappointed that there's a huge industry out there that we in Canada aren't familiar with. So I basically took it upon myself to make sure that, you know, these movies are more than just movies. They're more than just entertainment. They are tools for ministry, and I consider it the art of worship because film is art.
Definitely. And that's the thing, I think, when we first spoke, that I was saying that we need to do so many different things in the Christian community, not just for ourselves, but to reach out into the world, and more importantly for our young people, because we're just commonly known for church and conference, and that's about it, and maybe church dinners, and, you know, and people don't realize that we are regular people, and we do regular things and have regular lives, and our lives don't stop because we're saved.
Yeah, I like to keep church fun and new and interesting and different. And so, yeah, you know, movies, Christian movies aren't really, you know, they're not popular. It's not something that people normally think of. When people think of church, it's just, you know, church conferences or gospel music. But there are so many other ways that we can worship. And another thing that's great about movies is that it's a lot easier to invite an unsaved friend to a movie than to church. Because sometimes church service can be so intimidating, or, you know, we've all heard the saying, oh, I don't want to go to church because, you know, the Lord's going to strike me down with lightning or something like that. Well, you know, a movie is just less intimidating. And it's just more open, more accessible to the community as a whole than rather just the Christian community.
True. Very true. Now, you have a series of films that are going to be premiering next weekend. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, this festival on September 20th to the 22nd, it's being put on by the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Festival. Gospel Fest on Film is sponsoring the first day, which is Friday, September 20th. And we're screening a short film and a feature film. A short film is directed by Cheryl Weber of CTS Crossroads called Notorious Race. This one is very, very special. It documents Michael Bull Roberts' transformation from one of Canada's most wanted criminals to an artistic youth inspirational speaker.
Wow.
It's powerful. You know, when you think of it, it's just amazing to think about how one of Canada's most wanted criminals can give his life to Christ. In a powerful way, and then use his past, use his experience, completely unashamed of everything that he's done by the grace of, and be able to share his story to the world through film and to young people when he goes on speaking tours, just to the power and grace of God that he experienced in his life, and he motivates and inspires young people that no matter what they're going through, you know, the grace of God is more than enough. His grace
Amen.
Is sufficient by
Amen.
All our need.
And you said he's Canadian, which is really unique.
Yes, we're very proud to present two Canadian films. As I said, Notorious Glories is directed by Cheryl Weber, a Canadian of CTS Crossroads.
Right, yeah. Actually, I got to meet her. She was a recipient of the Glass Awards.
Yes.
And I actually covered the Glass Awards. That's right. So I had an opportunity of actually meeting Cheryl, and she does quite a bit of work in her ministry.
Yes. And the short film is directed by Cheryl Nemhard of Exousia Media Group.
Okay, Cheryl. Cheryl and I are buddies as well.
Great. Yeah, she has written, directed, and produced a number of successful stage plays in Toronto. And it's funny that she's produced a film, because I was saying this last year that it was just a matter of time that with such a popular and thriving Christian theater program, there's three Christian theater production groups in Toronto that do very well. I figured it was just a matter before one of them ventured into film and also did well. So, two Canadian films that are doing well internationally, might I add. So we're very happy about it.
And from what I understand, too, and we're going to be interviewing Cheryl sometime soon, and we've left her announcement again, because we've been promoting Ultimate Sacrifice, because that's coming up in November, and we're going to cover that in the Red Carpet Affair. But we will be talking to Cheryl soon as well, because I understand, and I'm going to put it out there, forgive me if I get it wrong, but I understand that The Son, the movie, is up for some more awards from a few film festivals.
I wouldn't doubt it. I know.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that just the other day. I should have contacted Cheryl to confirm, but she's got a handful of awards coming for this movie, and it's being recognized all over the place. So it's really taking its place. Amen?
Exactly. I know she's very happy about it. I'm happy for her. And, God is great. God is great. She definitely has
time.
And a very particular way in the way she delivers, the message of Christ through various social issues. So, she's done well in the UK with it, the Gideon Film Festival in the US.
Mm-hmm.
I know she has done a couple of premieres in Toronto, and I know she's doing another festival in the US also. Yeah, she's getting around and she's doing well. I'm proud of her.
Yes, definitely. Phenomenal, and it's exciting. And what I find is she's very humble.
Very humble, yes.
And that's good. I think I prayed a prayer of humility every day when I got called into ministry. And I think sometimes that's what happens. You've got to be grounded. And I always laugh, and my family and friends, I tell them they're the ones who keep me grounded, because if my head ever got too big, they certainly wouldn't hesitate to let me know.
Yeah.
So now, these are the two that you're featuring and basically sponsoring on the Friday. That's the 20th?
Yes, September 20th at the Bishop Macro Thomas Morton Catholic Secondary School, and that's at the southeast corner of Bloor and Dundas, downtown Toronto.
Okay. All right. We did post some information, and definitely want to make sure everybody knows about it, and come on down. Now, what is the cost?
Now, the cost is $13 online, and you can see more information on the website through filmsforchrist.ca, or $15 at the door, or you can get a group rate with 10 or more, $10 each.
Okay, and that's a pretty good price considering it's a festival in itself, and this is an opportunity, and I think the joy of being a part of these festivals, people don't seem to understand that you going and seeing and being a part of is like watching the creation or birth of the film.
Yeah, two things I like to say when I talk to people about the Christian film industry is that, one, we want to make these movies very accessible to the public. TIFF, for example, can charge anywhere from $30 and up per movie. We like to keep it very accessible to the public to make sure that everybody gets a chance to see these movies. And also, bring them to their families, bring them home to their churches, and also to picture to picture Christ in Hollywood, or to mm-hmm. picture, you know, at least one Christian film being shown in every large theater across North America. Because these films are very impactful, but the problem is that, for example, Courageous got a very limited release, and I had to drive 45 minutes passing many other theaters to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if Hollywood works on finances, so if we were to support the film industry enough that to show Hollywood, they know we have the finances to pay for these movies and to see them and that they are well supported,
yeah.
they will see that as an economic opportunity and produce and hire churches, you know, spirit-filled directors, writers, and producers to produce these films so that they can
yeah.
spread it world. Yes, the Hollywood will be making money off it. However, the message will have a much broader global impact as a result. So it's great to think about what you're doing subconsciously when you are supporting the Christian film ministry in Canada, because that your support goes way beyond what a lot of us are able to think. So it's a very, very powerful thing when you think of the power that movies in general have, and how much power and how far you know, media can reach into our subconscious and into our community, and especially the youth. So yeah, you know, everybody loves movies. So definitely support these Christian movies and teach Hollywood a lesson, I like to say.
Yes. I like that one, teach them a lesson. And you know what, and it's funny because we're slowly getting filmmakers crossing over, so to speak. I can remember having this discussion many years ago when we used to talk about music, because we never thought, you know, you hear Kirk Franklin on regular secular music now, and it's like, wow, to them it's like, okay, you know, stop. And everybody's
yeah.
getting down to this song, and so now we've got movies crossing over. And
yeah.
Well,
one,
you know, we
thing.
Have people like Tyler, or even the Bible, the miniseries The Bible, or you had Mel Gibson, the Passion
yeah.
of Christ. I mean,
well,
that brought reality of the Christian world.
Yes. I wouldn't say that there's much of a crossover. I like to highlight this story of Courageous and the Kendrick brothers who produced Courageous. They have
yeah.
a very powerful testimony as to how they did as to how they raise money and produce their films.
Mm.
They allow themselves to be led by the Spirit of Christ, which I absolutely applaud, and they're doing extremely well.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, I prefer to. I would say that there is a huge body of spirit-filled, God-fearing Christians who have a passion for the film industry and to spread God's love through media, and they're doing an absolutely great job. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yes, very good. And you know what? And when I'm thankful that people like you exist. That, like you said, just like the movie says, and I guess when you think about it, you don't like to use the word crossover, but courageous is a good word, because it takes certain types of people, including myself, who are bold enough to try something unique and just go with it. And you know, if God has put that idea in your heart, then you know you have to do it. And everything God proposes to do and God sets out to do, we know that nothing can destroy it. Amen?
Exactly. Amen. That's powerful.
So we have to always remember as much, because think about it, when you thought about doing something like this, you probably thought, you know, my mom and dad and my cousins and my wife and my wife's friends, because she'll tell everybody, and some church folk will show up. And
yeah.
And this is what we usually think, because our God is way bigger than we even fathom. So we think, well, we're just a small little itty-bitty tiny cog in the wheel. But remember, he says many members, and the fact is all of us are important. So no matter how small you think your project is, you just don't know how big it may become.
Exactly. You know, there was a lot of prayer and still a lot of prayer going into it, and it's working out very well. And, you know, I always say we're just happy to be a part of the work that God is doing because it's growing, and a lot of people are catching the vision and feeling the impact. So, you know, the work that Christ is doing is working, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Okay, amen. Now, this other film festival that's connected with you guys, because I know you guys are sponsoring Friday, I believe they have some other movies taking place throughout the weekend.
Yes, Saturday and Sunday. They have a great lineup, actually. On the Saturday, they have a couple shorts and features, but the feature films are The Pink Room, which is about just the plight of underprivileged women in third world countries, and you know, just the battles that they go through for simple things like education.
Right.
That, you know, is something as fundamental as that. A lot of women are denied, you know, fundamental rights. So what TCIF likes to do is analyze these social issues from a Christian perspective, and what we here in Canada can do through prayer or various missions to help, you know, God's people on the other side of the world who do not have what we have. Another film is presented by Ratanak, which is another basically a mission in Asia, bringing the word of God to you know, third world countries through underprivileged, who some of them have never heard the word of God before. So it's powerful to make a film about what other people are doing and then share it with the rest of the world so that we can see what Christ is doing on the other side of the globe.
Yes, okay. We've got a link to that website, so we've put it on our broadcast and communications page as well, so that people can take a look. But definitely we want everyone to come out, and at least on the Friday, to support you and come and take a look and check it out. Now, your film festival is once a year?
Well, we didn't have a full festival this year, but we are gearing up for 2014 right now.
Okay, then. So, all right. And I know you accept submissions, so we definitely want to put that out there while we've got you online to let people know that there are submissions for films. If you've got a short film, a mini film, a feature film, there are submissions, and definitely this is one of the festivals you want to connect with if you have a nice Christian film out there.
Yeah, we are happy to accept you know, films of all kinds, animations, documentaries, features, narratives. If you feel that you've been led by Christ and there are an overwhelmingly you know, number of people all over Canada that I'm hearing about recently who feel this vision and who are producing various films, a lot of shorts, and it's only a matter of time before they venture into feature films. The Canadian Christian film industry is growing, and so we're excited for what we're going to be featuring next year.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, we will continue to push this and make sure people become more aware of it, and definitely we'll connect for next year and do even more promoting for you, because we really want this to come out and people to be more aware. And, you know, it's like the gospel. It can be one of the best-kept secrets in the world that shouldn't be secretive. So we want to spread it. Amen?
Yes, there can be a full message and more in a film. I like to say Sunday morning at the movies. There's a powerful message that can be connected through a movie. So there's a lot going on, And
definitely,
just
and as you said, it is art. It is art because even being at the Caribbean Tales Film Festival in TIFF, people put movies together for a purpose, for different purposes, but the ending of it is there's a story to be told and there's sometimes a lesson to be learned. And like a Christian film, it's once again, there's a means to the end and there's a purpose for it. And when you leave a movie theater, you can always tell when someone feels fulfilled because they're different. They feel different or they've experienced something different. And I think this is beneficial.
Yeah, there's always something that we take from that we take from a movie.
Yes. Okay. All right, Brother Andrew, any last words?
Yes, on the Friday evening following The Sun and Notorious to Glorious, we'll also be joined for a panel discussion with the directors, the actors, and also two ministers, a youth minister who is also a correctional officer with a youth program, and also a pastor who was incarcerated in his youth. And we'll be just talking about their God-given passion for at-risk youth, and also just the various challenges that youth deal with, and the church, and also showing them that Christ is the answer. So, I feel that what do people do after they see a movie? Right? They talk about it. So I think it's important that we start that discussion right after the movie, led by ministers who can personally and spiritually relate to the topic at hand. And in this case, it's at-risk youth, gang violence, incarceration, and fatherlessness that contribute to that kind of lifestyle. So I think it's important that we start that discussion led by ministers who can relate.
Amen. Okay, definitely. So we look forward to that. Okay. Yep. Thank you so much, brother. And we will definitely be touching base after. We'll touch base with you next Friday because we will see you but we will definitely touch base afterwards just so we can get a wrap up and get some feedback about how things went. How's that sound to you?
Of course, that sounds great.
Okay, all right. So thank you for joining us this evening, and once again, my love to your wife and family, and we'll connect. And everybody, we will be back after we play some music. And we're going to go through our Caribbean Tales reviews and updates and some TIFF reviews following this. Thank you so much again, Brother Andrew. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. See you next Saturday, next Friday.
Okay. God bless.
Yeah, bye-bye.
People get ready as the train comes.
I just want to thank Sir Andrew Mahorn again for coming on the show this evening and sharing such exciting information. I think it's definitely something he's been led to do, and we're going to continue to keep them in prayer, and we'll certainly make sure that we take part and we have to support all our Christian events, especially something so unique as a film festival. I'm so proud of them. Keep up the good work, Brother Andrew. Okay, film festival time. So, I did not get the opportunity to do any TIFF, film festival movie watching. So, Sister Jerusha, bless her heart, she loves movies. She loves movies more than I do, and I know she does this every year. So, she had the opportunity of actually going out and seeing quite a few films, and one of the movies that she saw was a movie called 12 Years a Slave, and I got to see, they did a live presentation and discussion and media day on the show, and it was really good. Now, you have to understand, this is a movie, a very intense movie. From what I understand, it's about a free black man many, many, many years ago, obviously, who was captured and made a slave. So could you imagine, you're free and then you're taken and stolen basically and put into slavery for 12 years. And it's the trials and tribulations that he goes through. And this is directed by a young man by the name of Steve McQueen. Now, any movie addicts out there will know way back in the day, in the 50s and the 60s, there was a Steve McQueen, and he was an amazing actor. This is our modern-day Steve McQueen, a gentleman who is from England, and the movie was amazing. Now, this is her review, and she said, it was outstanding, powerful, and very necessary. And she said, watch and marvel at the talent of the young man, Steve McQueen, true talent. And I really said, I was so impressed with his humility, because as he began to discuss the putting together of this movie, which was also produced by Brad Pitt, might I add, who really took a liking to this young man and what he wanted to do. And so he climbed on board and didn't seem to hesitate. And he kept talking about the book and when he was given the book and received the book and how passionate he was about the story itself and the actors and how good they were. And I thought it was so ironic because he never, ever seemed to touch on what a wonderful and magnificent job he himself had done to be able to take this book that he so loved and turn it into a movie that, you know, there's even talk of Oscars already, and it's here at TIFF. And Sister Jerusha, she agreed and said, yes, he's so humble. And she said she loves the way that he talks, but doesn't about his own talent. And you know what? For a young man, that's very hard to find. And so I just want to give a shout out to them. And definitely, if you get the chance, always, when you know of a really good movie, you want to read the book too, because there's always a little bit that's changed. And you want to see if you get the difference, and you'll enjoy both, no doubt, because if he's still in awe of the book, then he'll certainly enjoy the book, and then you'll want to see the movie. But yes, definitely a wonderful thing. All right, and we thank Sister Jerusha for that. Also, she had the opportunity of seeing another film in the TIFF Film Festival. And it's got a unique name. And here it is. It says, Half of a Yellow Sun. Very unique. And I'm trying to see what it's about. It says, The war isn't my story to tell. Really. says character in Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, richly melodramatic 2006 bestseller, Half of a Yellow Sun. Arguably the most evocative literacy account to date of the Nigerian Civil War that brutalized the country between 1967 and 1970. Adichie's naughtily constructed narrative wound up splitting that storytelling responsibility among four distinct perspectives, but in picking a single protagonist and ironing out his nonlinear structure, he ideally cast adaption does the novel a disservice. So some people liked it, some didn't. And let's see what Sister Jerusha thinks of this. I think she actually enjoyed it. Give me one second here. I just got to pull up her information. Okay, here we go. Nope, maybe I don't have it. See, this is why I wanted to call her. But I know she's actually at TIFF tonight viewing another movie. I believe so. I think that she's done that. But let's see. I've got the information right here. Yes, she definitely liked it. It was a good film, she said. And bear with me, folks. Forgive me. There's lots in here. Okay, so she actually sent me this review as she was literally leaving the cinema. So did, yep, just saw half of a Yellow Sun. It was so good, great acting, and so true to the pressures of the time. And definitely said it's a must-see film. Okay? Now, that is TIFF. I had the opportunity on Monday of being at the Bajan Invasion Night in the Caribbean Tales Film Festival. And that's ongoing, I believe, right up until the 14th. So you definitely want to continue to check it out. I want to give a shout out to Mary Wells. Mary and I actually connected and before she got to Toronto, and we're going to have an opportunity to interview her and speak with her. And she has a film coming up on Friday at Harborfront. And you want to come and check it out Friday evening. And that is Kingston Paradise. Definitely a film that's very, very much anticipated. And definitely looking forward to seeing the movie. And we'll get some information from Miss Mary Wells about it. Basically, the theme is Hustler's journey into chaos to steal a car and his lady friend's dream for peace from a painting forces a crime to achieve his goal, but it changes their lives dramatically forever. Supposed to be a very intense movie. Looking forward to getting more information about it. We'll definitely be there. We'll update you accordingly, and definitely want to keep your eyes and ears open. So, that will be on Friday. We'll have some updates for you next week's show on that particular film. The next one was the Bajan Invasion. We got to see a few short films as well as a couple of feature films. Well, there was one feature film that was just being promoted, and it just literally launched in Barbados the other day. So we'll be able to give you some information on that. But we're going to put on some music, and then we'll come back with our Bajan Invasion interviews as well as reviews, okay? Let's check out Crossover Blessing by Carrie Ann Johnson, since we were talking about Kingston Paradise. Amen.
Oh, Lord. Crossover Blessing time.
Amen. They can't stop your blessing now. If you have God's favor, nobody can stop it. Amen. Praise God. And this is why we want to give a shout out to Cheryl Nemhart. She's a woman doing things. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, Ultimate Sacrifice, one night, one show, one last time. Coming soon, November 2nd, 2013. Tickets are on sale now. You want to go to kbtickets.com or call 1-800-240-0902. Definitely want to check it out, okay? The Ultimate Sacrifice. And as you've heard, Cheryl has a lot of things going on, and she's just moving. And she's taking film and play to a whole different level for the Christian people. Praise the Lord. And so we want to give her a shout out, and we will definitely be keeping tabs on Ms. Cheryl, who just had a birthday. And if you remember last week she had a big bash. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go, and I really feel bad because I really heard it was amazing. But much deserved. And she's up for, I think, the ComFest MATA Award. That's 14 now film festival nominations for the movie The Sun. So you want to go and check that out next Friday. If you need more details, check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page and find out a little bit more from the Gospel Film Festival. Okay? Now, we were at Bajan Invasion and we got an opportunity to meet a young man who actually has his movie premiering tonight, Garifuna in Peril. Okay, and it's a St. Vincent movie, and I had an opportunity of speaking with one of the producers, and his name is Ali Allier. Listen in. Hi, this is Pastor Jay Rouse here, and we're live on location tonight. It's Monday, and I believe it's September the 9th, 2013, and we're actually here at the Caribbean Tales Film Festival here in Toronto, and it's going to be happening, I believe, for the rest of the week. This is just one of the stops that we're making. I'm actually here with a gentleman who has a movie that's premiering here on Wednesday, and this is Ali Allier. Did I say this properly?
You did.
Okay. And Ali, what is the name of your movie?
The film is called Garifuna in Peril, and it's about a Garifuna language teacher in Central America who's trying to preserve his language and culture and helping it to survive.
Okay. All right. Now, what encouraged you to do this?
I've been involved with Garifuna people and Garifuna culture for about 15 years. I made another film about Garifuna about 10 years ago.
Now, what exactly is Garifuna?
Garifuna are the children of Carib, Arawak Indians, mm-hmm. and West Africans.
Okay, and those are the original ancestry itself. That were the initial people that were there.
The original inhabitants of St. Vincent. And they successfully fended off the British for over 100 years, but were finally exiled in 1797 and ended up in the coast of Central America.
Now, you've labeled this In Peril. Can you tell me a little bit more about the movie, why it's in peril?
Well, like all indigenous cultures at this point in time, there are so many threats to the survival of ancestral and traditional ways of life.
Right.
So, you know, there's threats from inside of the people not passing down the culture and language, and there's threats from the outside of tourism and land grab and things like that. So Garifuna is threatened from the inside and from the outside by all these same kind of things that all indigenous people are endangered by.
So now what gave you the passion to want to write about something like this? Because I don't think you're St. Vincent.
I'm not. My partner, Ruben Reyes, who I co-directed the film with, he's Garifuna, and he's a Garifuna scholar.
Okay.
I've known him for over 15 years, and we've been talking about making this film for over 10 years.
Okay.
So we finally wanted to make a film that was in the Garifuna language. This is the first film that is the majority in the language itself.
So then it's subtitled then?
It's subtitled in English,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So how are you feeling about all of this?
I'm feeling fantastic. I'm really grateful to the Caribbean Tales Film Festival
mm-hmm.
for inviting us here. I'm really excited that we get to show this in Canada for the first time.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it'll go well. I know we've got some enthusiasts here who love these types of movies.
Like yourself.
Exactly. I got addicted, and I'm sure there's more. But I wish you luck, and we'll be following up on some information. We'll check out the website.
Thank you.
And we'll put some information on our site and make sure everyone stays in touch and follows you along, okay?
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
It's been a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, and that was Ali A, and I believe his movie probably has already been seen, or they're watching it now as we speak. So I'm praying all goes well, and we'll get to follow up with him and hear how things went. There were several short films at the Bajan Invasion, and as I put on the Barbados Film and Video Association group, that when the Bajans invade, they really take over. You gotta say it right. Okay. Now, one of the first films we watched, actually, I believe, was a Trinidad and Tobago short film called Cool Boy. Now, my review is, although off to a slow start, the movie picks up just in time to gather some serious interest, just in time to capture intense interest to leave us all captivated right to the very end of the film, holding on to the last credit. Well done. Amen. And then there was another short film about some kite-flying young men. I can't remember which island this is from. I want to say St. Lucia, forgive me, but I'll have to get the information. It was unique and very definitely a learning experience for the children. But it was just a very short mini film, and it was really cute. Then we had the opportunity of having some intense movie, and Satya, I'm going to make sure I say her name properly, she did an amazing job with her new film, Diaries of an Immigrant. Lots of symbolism, very deep. I got it, took it, and ran with it. Amen. Definitely want to see it. It was very unique. Now, the last interview I've got here before we head out is an amazing woman by the name of Marcia Weeks. She did a phenomenal job with the movie Chrissy. I have dubbed it the Bajan Akilah and the Bee. She's moving, she's grooving, she's doing things. And it was so right on target with our film. I moved back to the movies as well as back to school because it was ironic. Now, I'm going to leave our little quiz because I said, what do these three things have in common? It was Lyme, Cricket, and Chrissy. You'll have to see the movie and let me know. I'm not going to give it away, praise God. But I had an opportunity to speak with this wonderful woman, so listen in. This is Pastor Jay Rouse on location. We continue live here at the Harborfront Center, downtown Toronto. And we're at the exciting Caribbean Tales Film Festival. And we've just seen a few more movies, and one that was breathtakingly inspiring, as I've referred to it, as the Bajan Akilah and the Bee.
Yes.
And I'm here with the wonderful writer, producer, director, phenomenon, Marcia Weeks. Marcia, it's a pleasure to be here. It was an honor to be able to see this movie. I need to know what inspired everything that you've done in here.
Well, it's all coming from inside.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually writing another film, and then out of the blue, this started to come to me. And I put the other film aside, and it just flowed. This just flowed. And it was after reading it, then I realized, but this is me, you know, and it has brought a lot of healing to me, really.
I think it's probably touched a lot of people. As a minister, it was very hard for me to watch because these are the people I help.
Yes.
Even as a young person, I was
the young white girl in the movie who befriended everybody who didn't have a friend, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's a part of you that played so many characters in this. Now, the scripture totally blew me away. I was not expecting that. We cover so many worldly things, and we do it because we want them to know that Christians go everywhere. We don't just go to church.
Excuse me.
We have lots of fun, so we take part and we support.
That's wonderful.
What is your spiritual base on this? Because obviously that scripture does mean something to you.
Yeah. Well, as it says, you know, Philippians 4:13, that was a scripture I learned since I was 8, 9. When I started to have a relationship with Christ, I was became a Christian at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that scripture meant a lot for me because we were so poor. And I was told I was nothing. I could never do anything. I was black and ugly. I was all the different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that scripture meant a lot to me to say, I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. And I believed it. And so I really wanted to inspire children wherever they are to know and to believe that it doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter who your parents are, that you can achieve, you can do all things to Christ.
Amen. I mentioned earlier in the question period that I'm also an author.
Yeah.
One of the children's books, because I also write regular novels, one of the children's books is actually on its way to CNN, to the White House.
Oh, my goodness. Congrats.
Is a book called If I'm Important, You Are Too. And it's an anti-bullying book.
Yes.
And it allows
people
to see different sides. And it's actually from the perspective of the one you wouldn't expect.
Yes, okay.
And how fast the tables could turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is important because, as you could see, at the beginning, the one that everybody despised, looked down upon, did not like.
Yes.
But I think each person grew because even in the end, the teacher who despised her the most, despite the fact that she barely clapped.
But she still
smiled.
Yes,
it broke.
Yes, you saw it. Yes.
I saw it.
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
I did because I watched because I think I was hoping for it. So now that you've done this, you've come to Toronto, you're going, you said, to the Cayman Islands?
Yes, we are actually going to the Cayman Islands. We're going to Atlanta because we're working to get this into the school system in DeKalb County.
Definitely.
We're starting there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also going to be back in Florida. We'll be in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. We're going to Cuba. We are getting the film in Spanish, and we're going to Cuba with it. And it's just on and on and on. This last quarter of the year is really very important to us because we're trying our very best to go DVD by March, April.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know I need to be in that. So
yes.
I've got to get information on that because it actually works with a segment of what
I
do.
Oh, wow.
And ironically enough, my children's books, the life lesson books that I do, are being converted to French and Spanish.
Oh, wonderful.
As well.
Oh, boy.
God,
this is
a
nice
purpose.
Hook up here.
Yeah. And it's funny because I've got my next trip, I've got a plan, is to Cuba because I've actually connected with a young Cuban.
Well, we can work together.
He's actually part of the Barbados Film and Video Group that I've connected him to. He's actually done a documentary on lost Bajans, the ancestries that have moved to Cuba.
Oh, wow.
So very intense. Definitely going to be following you. You definitely have to keep us posted.
Yes.
Make sure you let us know where you're going to be. And please, you know we'll be promoting. We have an international ministry.
Yes.
So
yes.
We share it, and everybody around the world pays attention.
Oh,
so wherever you're going to go, if you've got the movie going or viewing, you let us know.
Okay.
And we're going to be a light in that tunnel for you.
Oh, yes.
So we'll definitely be lifting you in prayer. Is there any last thing that you want to add?
Well, I just want to say that this wouldn't be possible. As the scripture says, I can do all things to Christ, and it is Him strengthening us.
Amen.
And directing us and leading us. And we want to just thank Merva Lynch Productions. My husband and I, we work together as a team, Dave and I, Dave Weeks.
Yes.
I'm married to a Bajan.
Okay, and the name sounds familiar.
But he's just been, Merville has been a real, real rock for us and really supported Dave and I. And we want to thank them and just everyone, the Barbados consulates throughout the different regions and areas. They have supported us and welcomed us and just given us whatever they can, you know, to help to get the word and the message out to the children.
Yes.
The BIDC, another arm farm in Barbados that has supported us.
Definitely.
And so we want to say many, many thanks unto the different companies that have helped us along, because we couldn't get here without God and without these people.
Okay, and I had a personal moment when I saw that the competition was a lime competition.
Yes.
I just finished hosting the Lime Masters G4S 4-time champions right here in Toronto, and they literally just probably left about a week and a half ago. So it touched my heart, because I thought, yes.
Yes. The lime is there.
Exactly,
lime is there. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Continued success. We're going to keep you in our prayers, and we're going to watch.
Yes.
As
thank
your
you.
Star rises, and the Lord blesses it. Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you, and keep doing what you're doing.
I will, and you too. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
We can do all things
through Christ
who strengthens us.
Amen. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. What's for you is for you. And nobody else. God bless you, God keep you, and God be with you until we meet again.
Forever.